Just a reading from Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 16. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown around by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, his church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. I love Jesus, but I can't stand the church. Maybe you've heard that, perhaps even felt it yourself. I've certainly heard people say that. But this table speaks of unity we have as Christians through the body and the blood of Jesus. But it also speaks of the unity that we must, Ephesians 4:3, make every effort to keep. With regards to verse 16 of today's reading, we make an effort to keep unity because we understand we don't worship and live as Christians in isolation. We worship and live as Christians as a body and with the body because we're a body. This table reminds us that I belong to this body because we're his body. I belong to this body because of his body. Understanding I am part, and a very important part of the body is crucial to our unity. Look at verse 16 again if you have your Bibles. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So I love Jesus, but I can't stand the church. With all those people and their problems and stresses and challenges and issues, I don't need that. It's easier just for me to do church on my own. This table serves as a powerful reminder that as his body, we actually need each other. Note my words. We need each other. 1 Corinthians 12:21, the eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. We need each other's gifts. We need each other's encouragement, despite and in spite of any and all problems and stresses and issues and challenges we each come with. Because we're all broken in some way. We're all broken in some way. It was just last Sunday when someone shared with me that they were feeling low. Just this last Sunday. And I said to them, then you are in the best place. You are in the best place. Because 1 Corinthians 12:26, and this is an important little verse. 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. You know, we'll no doubt recall the experience if some of us were there and we saw the images on our TV screens from the Christchurch earthquakes back in February 2021. 2011. If you recall back then, 14 years ago now, we saw complete strangers helping each other out, placing an arm over a shoulder, digging people out of the rubble, dusting faces off, tending to others' wounds, bringing a blanket, providing water, and so on and so forth. It was a whole lot of people doing what was needed to get the job done, right? That's what the body of Christ is meant to look like. When one part is weak, and there are a few weak people even among us this morning. Rose listed off a few people in her prayer, did you notice that? But even this morning, I'm aware and we're aware that there's a number of weak people here among us. When one of us is weak, we're there to lift them up. That's the body of Christ at work. When one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And this table reminds us that we need each other. We need each other. The times we feel that we can't or don't want to be here in this place, worshipping together, singing together, praying together, coming around the Lord's table. The times where we feel we can't be here are the times we must be here. Please hear my heart on this. This is so important. The times we feel we absolutely can't be here are the times we must be here. You know, church life can be messy, eh? Everybody nod their head this way. Church life can be messy. We have hard things to face into, family challenges, health matters. Some of us are in a spiritual desert, perhaps even right now as I speak this morning. So this needs to be a space where we're real with God and real with each other. You know, I love the imagery of the Māori whakatauki. He waka eke noa. He waka eke noa. In other words, we're all in this waka together. You like that, Mary? We're all in this waka together. I love this. And in this room this morning, we've got strong paddlers, gifted paddlers, different kinds of paddlers. Some who occasionally can't even paddle at all. They just simply can't. And if one of us can't paddle, then the rest of us have got to be there to pick up the pace. And the good news is that we're not paddling aimlessly or without vision. Jesus is at the bow. Jesus is at the bow of the waka steering us. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. You know, what Paul means by verses 11 to 16, the reading this morning, but particularly verse 16, is that as Jesus' body, we cannot grow on our own. Because we can't provide ourselves with everything we need for a life of faith. We can't provide ourselves on our own, in isolation, everything we need for a life of faith. We need each other for a life of faith. Think about this for a moment, folks. Jesus can absolutely provide for your needs on his own. He can do that. But here's what Jesus has done. Wait for this. He has placed you into this body, Fairfield Baptist Church, so that you can contribute in grace to others' growth and them to you. I need to emphasize this. We need each other. As broken as some of us are, and this table reminds us of that very fact, as broken as some of us are, we need each other. Amen. And unity comes from us being the body. Take a moment and just look around the room. Everyone, look around the room. Just for a moment. Look around the room. We are... Thank you, Clem. He's a good man. We are multicultural, differently abled, and uniquely gifted. Meaning the encouragement of this text is not... Do I have a place to serve with my gifts? The encouragement is, every one of you, whatever your cultural background, whatever your ability or your gifting, that when you're a follower of Jesus, you have a place in this church. You have at least one gift given you by the Holy Spirit, and you are called to use it in this body. He waka eke noa. Can you say amen, Tom? Hey. The bread, which represents Jesus' body, and the cup, which represents his blood, reminds us we're the body. One body. Jesus is the head. And if he is the head, we as his body, as we function in the way he wants it to, move together in the direction of the head, don't we? If we're his body and Jesus is the head, the body moves in the direction of the head, doesn't it? That's unity. That's unity. We didn't invent unity. It's something Jesus created when he gave his body and shed his blood. The unity we share and must make an effort to keep, according to Ephesians 4:3, was purchased at the cross and cost God greatly. And at this table, the body of Christ meets the body of Christ. And we, his people, come together to remember his sacrifice, to renew our unity in him, and to renew our commitment to each other in unity. So when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we're saying again, I belong to this body because of his body. I belong to this body because of his body. John 17:22-23. I have given, this is Jesus praying for believers. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. So as we come round this table this morning, will we hear Paul's words? Do we hear Paul's words? Hear his heart, that we are a body? Will we be the answer to Jesus' prayer? Unity is not optional. It's not optional for us as Christians. It's the very essence of what this table proclaims. We are his body because of his body. I'm going to ask the stewards to come and serve you. Faye's going to play It All Quiet music, but as Faye plays and as the ushers are coming round, try not to be distracted. Let those thoughts sit with you prayerfully this morning. We are his body because of his body. What does that mean for you? How do you apply that this coming week in your life? Recognizing you are part of a body. I'll ask you to hold on to the bread and the cup and we'll eat and drink together. Why would we do that? Because we're his body and because we're one. Because we're one. That's why we do that. So I'll ask the ushers to come now. So on the night that our Lord was betrayed. This scene should move us deeply. He took bread and he broke it and he said to those gathered in that room, he said, this is my body given for you. So as we take the bread which represents his body, we're doing something that the Lord himself has asked us to do as we remember his body given for us. Let's eat together as one body. We thank you, Lord, for your body given for us. And Scripture records that after the supper he poured out wine, a representative of the blood that would be shed. through which that blood shed means that we can sit here today, I think this is enormous, folks, and know complete forgiveness. Complete forgiveness. And we can know His amazing grace, His undeserved favor. This is enormous. Let's drink together, and as we do, remember what the Lord has done for us. Let's drink together. Not everyone will be comfortable with this, but can I just ask you just to hold out your hands in front of you, just where you're seated. Hold your hands out in front of you. Lord, we hold our hands before you this morning, having received the bread which represents your body and the cup which represents your blood, as an act of surrender. As our way of saying, Lord, whatever's in me, whatever burden I bear right now, we follow your instruction in Matthew 11:28-30, where you said, come, all you who are weary and burdened, Jesus, you said, and I will give you rest. For every person here in this room, and Lord, as we hold up our hands, we hold before you the many who can't be here today, sick, unwell, in hospital, who need to receive a touch from you. We hold out our hands as our way of saying we trust you with them, God, because your body was given and your blood was shed for them too. We hold our hands before you as our way of saying we worship you this morning. We exalt the name of Jesus. So we hold up each other in the Spirit with our open hands, and we exalt the name of Jesus here in this place this morning. And we receive from you fully and freely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.